Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Fulton Systems is North America's leader in terms of thermocompressor and steam systems installations. Our references in the paper industry includes over 80 years of support, thousands of operating thermocompressors, and hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Additionally, we provide dryer section performance audits, steam and condensate system design, and consulting services. Give us a call at 770-447-1400 or visit our website at www.fultonsystems.com.
This column is entitled Power and Energy. It was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because he is on the road again. Jim says, I always say this about energy. It is political. Let's keep this in mind as we kick off Power and Energy Month here at Paparitalo Publications. It is not by accident that we always devote December to power and energy. It comes after November, and in November in the United States, we have elections. At least every 2 years, the elections will have outcomes that may affect energy policy. There is not an energy shortage on the planet Earth in the foreseeable future. We used to think that there was one, but the methods of finding and extracting energy have expanded considerably since the more simplistic days of the 1970s and 1980s. So now it is a matter of what you're willing to pay for extraction and transportation, coupled with what emissions or other disruptions to nature you're willing to tolerate from the extraction and combustion processes. All forms seem to have their advocates and detractors. Energy policy has become as vitriolic a political subject as about any topic one can find in the political arena. Still, energy is vitally important to the ways we live our lives today. Non-human energy has allowed large swaths of the population to lead lives in a synthetic world. This is the point I want to focus on this week. In our mills, it seems that every generation is less well-equipped when it comes to the practical matters of understanding and operating a paper machine. I think the reason for this is the synthetic world from which they came.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
How's it going, Bill? Or should I say Stud?
Very funny.
Really? How's the work on that dryer head going?
We've been trying to take out those three bolts for 2 days. I've had crews working on it around the clock, we've broken wrenches, and must have gone through about a gallon of penetrating oil. And we accidentally hit the dryer shell a number of times. Now I'm going to have to get a metallurgical engineer out here to see if we have done any permanent damage.
So, are you doing this the old-fashioned way, just for fun?
Huh? You got any better ideas, Miss Smarty Pants?
Matter of fact, I do. Ever heard of CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal?
CB what?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal.
Who's that?
CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal will take care of those studs and not damage anything else. Heck, the U.S. Navy has used them to repair aircraft carrier decks.
How long does it take?
Usually about 2 hours, and the threads in the hole are not damaged.
Well, that's probably nice if you're in the big city, but out here in Hickory Flats, I'll bet they cost a fortune and take forever to get here.
They claim they can be anywhere in the world in 48 hours, and for shutdowns, they can be here on standby for a reasonable fee. I know they've worked in mines in Chile, and just how much has your effort cost so far, Stud? Around-the-clock cruise for 2 days? Lost production of how much? Maybe a damaged dryer shell?
Yeah, you've got a point. How do I get in touch with CB whatchamacallit?
It's CBG, metal disintegration and stud removal. Call them at 1-757-465-0333 or visit them on the web at cbgmaintenance.com. CBGMAI NTENANCE.com. Or again, phone them at 1-757-465-0333.
CBG Metal Disintegration and Stud Removal. Now that has a nice ring to it.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Go back 30 to 50 years, and many of the employees in our mills, while perhaps not college graduates, had grown up on a farm or had spent time working on their cars or watched a family member work on cars, fix a leaky faucet, or change out a malfunctioning light switch. In the process, they learned how these things worked and gathered a holistic understanding of the operation of machinery and processes. Today, everything is on a computer screen. The operators believe the computer screen. Indeed, I am convinced that many times they do not know where the valve tank or pump that is flashing malfunction on the screen is even located. They think that, quote, other people, end quote, are supposed to know where these things are and fix them when they are broken. This allocation of responsibilities and dumbing down of operators started about 30 or so years ago when process computer systems became economical enough to come into widespread use. This mill had been built in the late 1960s and was operated from bench boards on the floor. We installed a distributed control system and put the operators in a control room. It was a struggle, but at least these operators actually knew where everything was physically located, for just a few weeks earlier they had been out on that floor. Operators today have never had that experience, or worse yet, have an attitude that says it's beneath them to go out on the floor and actually do something. We are headed for a crisis. At the Light Green Machine Institute, we have just begun to consider the jumbled mess control systems have become. Many systems are past their useful life and spares are no longer available. Software has been indiscriminately modified in the middle of the night and no one knows which version of the program is the one that is, quote, correct, end quote. In fact, no one knows what correct is. So we have a combination of operators who have little physical understanding of the systems they operate. Some of them have an attitude. And on top of that, the hardware and software that serve as their crutches is obsolete. We want to do something about this. The Light Green Machine Institute may form a committee that will examine the control system problem and promulgate a series of design guidelines and standards to help the industry avert disaster. Would you or your company be willing to help? Please take our quiz online this week to show your interest. Safety systems suffer the same electronic malaise as operating systems. Fortunately, they seem to be discrete packages that can be examined and replaced as appropriate. Do you have a plan to do so? Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.